everybody. I'm Elaine.
And I'm Lee.
And we're the Roys.
And you're listening to The Other Steve Martin.
On Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass on Worldwide Bluegrass.
I'm so happy to say that on the phone is Elaine Roy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Steve?
Doing great. Listen, I was talking to David Holt for about 45 minutes or so earlier in the program, and we went right to the new cut from your album that'll be released soon. I played the Gypsy Runaway Train.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that tune. I can't wait to get my hands on the entire album. You guys have been so busy. I'll tell everyone out here that Lee and Elaine were on the show last fall, and you were just about to have a new album come out then, and we talked about that. And since then, you've been to Europe. You've been all over the big network TVs. You've just been everywhere nonstop.
We have been. It's been a very, very busy fall and spring. As you mentioned, we just came back from Europe about a couple of weeks ago. It was our first time over there. We went to Denmark, Germany, and London. We were there for a week. It was incredible. We've done a whole bunch of TV. We're getting ready to do some more and lots of touring. So we've been very, very busy in the release of the new album on June 4th.
June 4th. And the name of the new album will be?
Gypsy Runaway Train.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about what you've done with the new album. By the way, it's not an EP. The last time we talked, you had done an EP, and you were thinking about doing another one. This is full-fledged, as many numbers as you can fit on there that you want. Tell them a little bit how you put together the new album that's going to be released June 4th.
Yeah, this has 13 tracks, and it is 6 original songs, and we have 7 cover songs that we've been doing in our shows that people have been coming up to our table and saying, "Where can I buy that song, and what album is that on?" So we just decided that we had a lot of feedback on the EP saying, "We love the EP, it's just not long enough." So we decided to go back to a regular, you know, standard album with, you know, 12 or 13 tracks. And we just thought it was time to put some of those traditional songs that we've been doing on the album. So I hope they like the mixture.
Well, I mean, how could they not? I mean, how could they? if they've listened to the other things that the Roys have done, and they've heard them a lot on this program and a lot of other radio stations, how could they not like what you've done? I mean, it's just, it's got to be great. It has to be. It's the Roys.
Well, we hope. I mean, you know, the original songs, it's again, we just try to write from our heart and soul what we're feeling at the time. And the cover songs that we've done, we've got some, you know, Lee does a Merle Haggard version of Ramblin' Fever that people were asking for, and I do a version of Dolly's Those Memories of You, and we have a gospel song on there. So it's just songs that, you know, we've been singing a long time, or that we wrote from our heart and soul for whatever we were going through at the time, and just hope that, you know, it continues to grow our music and our fan base.
Oh, yeah, and I've seen you enough to know that you, every once in a while, you throw in a little Dolly Parton. I've seen you do 9 to 5.
Yes, that's one of my favorite songs. I think that song is so fun. And it really gets the crowd into it. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of genre of music that you're in. If you know anything about Dolly, you know that song. It's really fun to sing.
And you like to get in that little bit of that Dolly Parton sound and kind of you enjoy it, and you do it very well. I mean, your voice is in the range; it's very close, and with a little bit of effort, you can actually channel a little bit of Dolly Parton into your singing, which is pretty cool.
Well, thank you. That's a big compliment. I get that a lot. That I sound a little bit like Dolly, and I'll take that all day long. So
yeah, well, sure.
It's a very nice compliment.
You know, one of the things that you and the Roys do a lot is, and we'll just say, you do a lot of the social media. I hate that term, but you can follow pretty much where you guys are and what you're doing on Twitter and certainly Facebook. And I think it's interesting because I wasn't in Europe, but I knew you were there. I knew every city you were in. I knew photographs of where you were. But you know what? It's kind of a cool thing. I'm thinking, oh, look, the Roys are over in Germany, and here's where they're going to play. And I think that's a good thing. It's there. You might as well take advantage of it.
Well, you know, it is. It's very, very important. I mean, our fan base is, you know, it's the World Wide Web. It's all over the world. And we had people, for an example, we had a show in London, and we put it on Facebook, you know, we're going to be at this theater at this night and this time. And we had a girl that we met someplace last year and here in America, and she lives out in London someplace and got on a train for an hour by herself to come see our show. And otherwise, she wouldn't have known that we were there doing that. So, you know, it just, it widens your fan base. And they get excited to see what we're doing. I don't know why. I'm one of the most boring people you'll ever meet. But
but you threw a little drama in there because Lee went in the hospital for a while.
Yes, he did. He had kidney stones. Even that is very incredible because the fan outpouring is just amazing. That they take time out of their day to say, you know, we're praying for you. We hope you're doing well. And then if we go to a show, they're like, hey, how's your kidney stones, you know? So that always amazes me. And it's very humbling we're very honored that people, you know, take time out of their busy schedules to check up on what Lee and I are doing. It's awesome.
You know, I wonder, you know, people talk about the internet and it's depersonalized different things. But I just wonder if now if it's coming around full circle that now that, for example, the Roys and things that you comment on and photographs, and like you mentioned, the woman got on a train for an hour in London, it's kind of like come full circle where really it's more of a personal. People feel like they know that Lee was in the hospital, and they do, but it's like they were there. There's more of a connection. I think it's coming around to be a real interesting part.
Absolutely. I mean, me as a fan, I like to know what Dolly likes. You know, what does she do on the weekends, and what does she like to watch on TV? It's because you kind of become a part of their lives, I guess. You know, I'm just interested as a fan. You know, what would she like to do or whomever, you know? And I think for us, it's kind of weird because I can't imagine anybody would want to know what we're doing. But I guess we have fans out there and we're very excited and we love meeting the people and that's what it's all about. You know, it's making that connection and, you know, we're all the same. We all have the hurts and the loves and the highs and lows and, you know, it's just part of our journey, and, you know, our music hopefully is touching people, and that's what we have always wanted to do with our music, and if someone's interested in what TV show I like, that's awesome.
Well, the thing about bluegrass, and I will tell you this, and haven't seen you guys live before, is that it's a very personal type of music, and you all do very well. Not only do you communicate through your songs very well, but after the show, you stay around, and you talk to people, and people want to come up and talk to you, and there's a connection there. In bluegrass I listen to a lot of different kinds of music and I see, but I think in bluegrass there's a more immediate connection with the fans and the performers than almost any other kind of music, and you all do that so well in your songs and just in your personal behavior.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, like that's why Lee wrote Gypsy Runaway Train with his buddy Moore. You know, they were sitting in a room and talking about our bus, and, you know, we've gave it a name, The Lonesome Whistle. That was the first album, and it's just kind of like we've been on this Lonesome Whistle train going down the road, and things are starting to take off. And they were like, you know, we feel like gypsies, you know, on this runaway train thing. And they're like, oh, that's so cool. But they said, what I want to write it about is the fans, and that's what that song is about. It's about the fans, because if they don't come to the shows, if they don't buy our albums and our T-shirts and our hats and fill those seats, we're playing to nobody.
That's right.
And you know, we never forget that. Believe me, we've played those places that there's, you know, you're playing with the chairs, and you're like, oh, man, you know, it's so awesome to see people in the audience react to Grandpa's Barn or New Wave Dawning or whatever song.
The scrapbook song, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you know, like all those songs that, you know, I didn't think would mean anything to anybody, but, you know, Trailblazer, for example, I had a lady come up and say, that song has really inspired me. You know, I'd given up going to school because I had a family, but I listened to that song, and you know, you said you learned about dreamers, and my dream has always been to go back to college, and I'm going back. And I'm like, wow,
isn't
how does little old me? You know, it's so it inspires me that I've inspired someone to go back to school. And, you know, I never think that I'm maybe touching people, but we all do, no matter what we do. It could be a smile, a hug, someone saying hello. And there's so many people out there that just want to know that they're valued and appreciated, and I really, really hope that they get that after our show, that we so appreciate them taking time out of their busy schedules. Everybody's busy. You know, we're all running around and trying to keep up with everything that we have going in our lives, and for them to take time out of their life to come see us is very, very important and very humbling. We're very, very touched.
Well, see how well you did that? See, now that was I tossed one up there, and I thought, we don't need Lee for this interview. I tossed it up because I knew you would pull it back to the Gypsy Runaway Train and the fact that your fans are what you're doing it, and you just picked it up and ran with it. That was easy.
I didn't need to do it.
Oh, you did it perfectly. It's just exactly where I wanted to get to, because I can tell folks, if they haven't seen the Roys, first of all, the music is just it's just wonderful music. And I talk about this all the time. See live music. I implore people all the time to go see live music when they can, because that's where the connection is made. And when you go see the Roys, you can see all this feeling and emotion that Elaine is talking about right now, that they really like it.
Oh, well, we love them. You know, like I said, we wouldn't have a job without those fans coming to shows. And, you know, we don't like playing the empty seats. So we love seeing those smiling faces looking back at us. It's awesome.
Where are you headed? First of all, where are you now? Are you
right now? We are actually home. We're home this weekend, which is like such an odd thing, but we're kind of playing catch up and getting ready to hit the road again on Wednesday. We go out to, I believe, Auburn, Alabama for a couple days, and then we are someplace Tennessee on Sunday, and then after that, I think it's going to be CLAFF here in Nashville. We're going to be doing a whole bunch of stuff, and then I believe Texas. So that's the next couple weeks after that. I have no idea.
You guys are so busy. You were so busy. Then you went big time on everybody. You went to all the morning shows and the national networks, and I thought, well, there's the Roys on CBS or whatever. I thought, that is so cool.
Yeah, CBS This Morning.
What was that like?
That was really cool. You know, it's surreal. You know, when you're sitting in the green room and you're looking at all the photos on the wall and you go, how in the world did we end up here? But, you know, again, it starts with a dream. And bigger than that, it's all in God's hands. You know, like, I had a plan and a vision, and it's all been different than what I thought it was going to be, but so much better. So he knows. My favorite saying is, I have plans for you, and they are good. And he has wonderful plans. And when I don't get in his way and let him lead me, it's awesome. So it's inspiring, and it's one of those aha moments that, you know, you can dream big, and when you stop trying, that's when the dream dies. So you just got to keep moving.
Did you pinch yourself during that show? Did you think, wait a minute, I'm on? How did I get here? How did I get to CBS? I mean, that was, you guys did it. I did it. I copied it. I wasn't home when it played, and I made sure that I watched it again. And I thought, you know, it's just like, it was the easiest thing in the world for you. You were just showing up to play songs. Didn't matter where you were. You were playing for the people that were listening. It didn't matter that you were in a CBS studio. You were playing the Roys music for the people that listened and for your fans, and it was just easy. It seemed so easy for you.
Well, it wasn't easy. We were shaking in our boots, but...
Well, they didn't have enough sound. Nobody could hear your boots shaking, but it just seemed flawless and easy, and just like if you just see them live in a small venue or a large venue, it was the Roys, and you all did a great job, and I remember sitting there thinking, what a wonderful thing.
We tried to think that way. You know, for God, we do get really, really nervous. My brother's even worse than me, and I just keep saying, you know, if I said this is live TV, if we mess up, I go, well, don't think of it that way. Just let's pretend we're at a bluegrass festival. And, you know, we're playing to the fans. Don't think of TV. Because it really can bring on that fear factor. And we were really shaking in our boots, but we did okay, and we didn't forget the words. That's always my big thing. Yes, I always say, thank you, Jesus, I didn't forget the words.
Well, that's because you got so many of the words to sing. You got to sing them all. That's different than just, you can always just kind of play along, you know, if you're just playing an instrument, but you got to actually get all the words and get the lyrics out there. That's a little more, yeah.
And, you know, even though we write the songs, doesn't mean we remember them.
That's right. Hey, we were talking about the other. Do you want to play? And I know that we're scheduled for like maybe 15 minutes or so, and Lee's not here. But would you want to take a second and I could play Fast As We Roll, which is one of the songs that I think, again, exemplifies what you guys do. That, you know, you're going through life, and it's a neat tune about, you know, just slow down and enjoy life. I think that's what you're saying.
Absolutely. That's a song that Lee co-wrote with his two buddies. And Janae Flanor is the one that had the idea. She just kind of said, you know, hey, I was stuck in traffic and this guy behind me was beeping his horn, and I was like, dude, where would you like me to go? Like, you know, there's traffic everywhere, and he passes her and he's all mad. And she said, you know, 15 minutes later, we end up at the same light. It's like,
that's right.
But, and no matter how fast we roll, you know, we have to stop and smell the roses. So we love that song. It's a lot of good response.
Oh, it's a great song. And the thing about it too, folks, is, and we're talking to Elaine Roy here on the phone on the show, this song, you have to live your life. Yes, you're busy. And we're talking about Elaine and that she and the band went to Europe and they were on CBS, but you also have to stop and enjoy the moments of your life and value those times. And this in the context of driving a car, but really it says all those things that, you know, let's enjoy the moments of our life and enjoy the time that we have. And let's not get caught up in being the first and the best and the fastest everywhere all the time.
That's That's right.
Let's play this tune, then. Let's play Fast As We Roll. All right, Elaine, and we just heard Fast As We Roll, which I think is a good song for the Roys, because I think it exemplifies your dedication to the music and kind of like, you know, this is our life too. It's music and we take it seriously, and I know you're planning and you're going to be on the road, and I just, something about that song I think that describes a lot about how you feel about what you're doing, and I appreciate you letting us play it.
Oh, I'm glad you love that song. We love playing it, and like I said, we always get a great response from the fans, and when you really listen to the lyrics, you know, time goes by really, really fast, and sometimes we just got to start controlling those roses along the way.
You got to slow down, you got to live, because, you know, you only get one of these.
That's right, one chance. You
get one chance.
Absolutely.
Oh, I think that's Lee trying to call in now. He is.
I bet it is.
Now, the magic would be if I could conference him in. I don't know if I can. Let me try this. This is all live radio. This is the magic of live radio. Let me push this button. Hello?
Steve.
Lee.
It's Lee.
How you doing, Lee?
Man, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Listen.
I got a text message from Elaine. She's like, interview, and we're over in Outer Banks, North Carolina, and I mean, my phone in and out of service.
That's
and,
okay.
And I even told Clint, I said, don't let me forget to do this interview.
Well, we've had Elaine on. We had Elaine on, and right now I switched over to you as we were wrapping up with Elaine, and now she's probably thinking I'm rude to her and cut her off, but I can't conference her in. I can make the conference call to both of you, but she's out there somewhere, and I can switch calls back and forth, but I told her you were coming in, and we were just finishing up, and we had played the new title cut from the new album, and Elaine were chatting, and I thought, this is live radio, let's see if this is Lee, and it is. And so Lee, why don't you take a second, say hello, and I think we've covered a lot of territory, but Lee Roy, tell them what happened.
You know, thank God Elaine is being the business one today and able to... to keep track of what we're supposed to be doing while I'm out partying and having fun, getting ready to go deep sea fishing.
Hey, listen, that's a good thing to be doing. And that's funny because we played the title cut from the Gypsy Train Runaway, which I love, and we talked about that. And I've told this before, and I don't want to keep you real long, so I know you're going to do stuff. But and then I always like to come back to Fast As We Roll, because what you're talking about now is you're going fishing, and you guys are so busy. And we talked to Elaine for a while about how you were on last fall, and then, boy, you just took off, and you've been on network TV. You've been to Europe and back. You've got a new album coming out. You need to go slow down. You need to go fishing. You need to enjoy your life. And Fast As We Roll, I thought, kind of fit that whole tone of what I get from your music live and in recordings also. You got to live your life.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's Elaine and I have been, I mean, blessed. And the band, too. I mean, you know, all of us have wanted to play music and wanted to be able to share our God-given talents with people. The last year and a half for us has been absolutely amazing. We've made some amazing friends and seen some amazing things that, you know, if you had told me a couple of years ago that I'd be doing what we're doing these days through our music, I'd have told you you were a much bigger dreamer than me. And because, you know, you always hope that happens, but you never know. And it's been an amazing ride. And you're right, Fast As We Roll is just about that. It's taking time to smell the roses and you know, to enjoy what you're doing, but also remember that life passes us by really quick, and in the blink of an eye, things can change. And you know, this weekend it's kind of a rare weekend for us to have off, but it's also one of those weekends that we want to look back when we get real busy here this summer and think about this fishing trip with these fine folks. And you know, I don't get to do this enough these days with being this busy. I'm not going to complain about it. I've always wanted to be busy and be on the road, and you know, God has blessed us amazingly here these last few years.
Oh, you guys have done so well. You've been to Europe, man, for crying out loud.
I know, you know, Europe and you know, Europe and Canada, we've been to Canada quite a bit, and, you know, they're already in the works for another European tour next year, and it's just, it's amazing. You know, you get over there, and you don't know how you're going to be received. You don't know if people are going to know who you are, and then you look out and you see people singing the words to Coal Mining Man or Grandpa's Barn, mm-hmm. And you realize, you know, it's a big world, but it's a small world. And people you know, when they gravitate to your music, people really, you know, they really gravitate to it. They listen to the words and they listen to what you're saying and to the melodies, and it's amazing to see how, you know, music really is a universal language.
The Leah, I know you're running out to have some fun, enjoy your life. There's something, you have a chat room here in Worldwide Bluegrass, and there's a wonderful woman, Greta, who's very involved in the European world of bluegrass, who sent me a lot of great music from Europe, and she wants to know, she says the Roys are very cool, they're big fans in the Netherlands, and when are you guys going to go to the Netherlands?
You know, the Netherlands is a place that, that there's a few places that we've been trying to go to, you know, it's one of those things where, like, even Europe, this trip that we just took started a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, with kind of talking to the places and kind of getting that anchor date down so that our travel expenses are covered, and then kind of making the tour around that. And, you know, the Netherlands and Switzerland and Ireland, and those are all places that have expressed interest in having us come over, and hopefully next year, when we go over there, that the tour, it's looking like it's going to be between 2 to 3 weeks this time. And with that, we'll be able to hit more countries and do more shows and get to meet some more great people, and we're really looking forward to that.
Well, and once you've been there, now you know your way back, and you can explore a little bit. Isn't it amazing how popular bluegrass is in Europe?
It really is. It's, you know, it's what we love about it is that the people there are really into the story behind the songs, and you know, they love to know how you came up with the ideas, or how you you know, what story brought you to write this song, and it's really cool. It's kind of we always say it's a full band version of a writer's night, where, you know, people go to writer's rounds to hear the hit songwriters talk about their songs and how they wrote it, and it's kind of the same thing. The only difference is you get to bring your band and actually do full-on band versions of your songs, and it's amazing. It's a lot of fun, and we can't wait to go back.
Well, I think they can't wait for you to come back, so, which is a good thing. You're making friends all over the world.
Yeah, I would love to know that they want you to come.
Oh, the Roys are opening doors everywhere for bluegrass, and, you know, I'll tell you this, Lee. You guys were on the show last fall, and just watching what's happened since then, it's clear that you're definitely touching people with the music and with the dedication that you have, and wow, I'm just so impressed at what's happening. It's amazing. You've got to be thrilled, and also, like, is this really happening? But you're also working hard. It's not an accident. You guys have been working very hard at this.
You know, we have. That's the thing. I think, you know, I made a statement on my Facebook the other day that, you know, music is what, you know, is what attracts the people, but the business is what takes the music to the people. And that's really what it is. Elaine and I, you know, we know at the end of the day, when we step on stage, we get to play. That's the time that we get to do what we love to do, which is play music. But we know that behind the scenes, there's so much more that needs to happen to be able to, you know, to be successful. And because there's so many avenues for people to be entertained. You know, there's movies. There's, you know, if you live on the coast and go to the beach, you can go to dinner. You can go to a play. You can grill out and sit at the house, or you can go, you know, you can go see a concert. And so when we get to get in front of people, whether it's a festival where there's multiple bands, or it's a theater where it's just us, we know that the people spent their hard-earned money to come in and see us and the other bands play. And, you know, we want to make sure that we give them the best show possible, and we want to make sure that we give them our show. You know, we don't want to mirror-image anybody, whether it be our heroes or other bands out there. We want to make sure that we're unique in what we do. And, you know, our music is it touches on the traditional country and on as well on the bluegrass. And that's what, you know, I think that's what's kind of setting us apart from some bands. You know, it's truly who we are. It's what's in our hearts. We were raised on, you know, Bill Monroe and the Osborne Brothers and Stanley Brothers, but we were also raised on Conway Twitty, George Jones, and Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
So all of that kind of blended together is what makes the Roys.
Well, I'm telling you, if the people out there listening want to see a fine, fine band, and go see the Roys. I always implore people, we were talking to Elaine about this, see live music. It's the greatest thing in the world. Go out and
Absolutely.
See a live concert, and you talk about connecting with a performer, an artist in that situation, especially in a band like the Roys in a bluegrass venue. I mean, they're just right there, and they'll talk to you, and you can feel what they're singing, and it's a very personal situation to be in, and it's just great music. I see nothing but more things for you.
Well, thank you. And you know, you touched on something that's very important. I think, you know, I've made this statement a lot, and I still do, and I will from the stage, that, you know, the most important person at that show is not us. It's the fans. It's the people that spent their money to come see a show. They're the reason that we have a job. You know, all too often, I think, and not in bluegrass or country per se, but a lot of artists out there, you know, feel that, that, you know, it's their right, that it's their, you know, they're the reason that they're successful, and it's not. It's the fact that people go out and spend their hard-earned money to go to a fair or a festival or a concert, and they buy that $10, $15 CD and that $15 T-shirt. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of that. We're going, we went to Denton, North Carolina last week, a couple weeks ago, and played Dole Lawson's festival, and people were coming to our merch table, and they were wearing our T-shirts. And you know, we're seeing more and more of that. And, you know, I implore people to, you know, when they go to a concert, to not be afraid to approach the artist that they went there to see. I mean, you know, if that artist is humble and realizes that they're the reason that they're there, they'll be more than happy to talk to those folks. And we love it. We always say, you know, we go there hoping to make fans, but more importantly, we know that in the long term, we're going to end up being friends, and yeah. that's what it's all about.
Well, and the Gypsy Runaway Train song, that's kind of what you're talking about, is you see these people and you connect with all these people, and you're busy and you're on the road, and it seems to me that's what the song is about. I love it. It's the only tune that I have from the new one, because it hasn't dropped yet, but the new album comes out, what, June 4th?
Comes out June 4th. I know the label is in the process right now of shipping out all the copies.
Okay.
We kind of got under the gun to get this one done, and so we didn't have a whole lot of lead time to get copies out before it hit the streets, but I know that they're hard at work packaging and sending, so I'm sure you'll get your copy here shortly, and if not, you make sure you let me know, and I'll get you a copy.
I will contact you. Leroy, and Elaine probably thinks I'm mean, and I hung up on her. I just couldn't push the button. I'll call her back in a minute, and she's busy, I know, back at home, and I'll let you... What are you fishing for today before I let you go?
Well, we're just... we're over here in the Outer Banks in North Carolina. Me and Clint, our fiddle player, and today is just kind of a day where we're just kind of walking around, and these fine folks here of Ted and Fred have taken us around. And tomorrow morning, bright and early, we're going to get on the boat. We're going to go tuna fishing.
Oh, great!
So looking forward to that, and hopefully we'll catch some and have us a good old time and. You know, we'll get back to Nashville on Monday and crank it back up this weekend and hit down to Alabama. So, and when you call Elaine back, you tell her you hung up for good reason. The most important, Roy called you and you needed to get off.
I would never tell her that. All right, Lee, I will call her back.
To tell your Steve the important one, so I'm gonna play devil's advocate.
All right, okay. Hey, listen, man, thanks for catching up, and I you know, these things happen, and I appreciate you calling in. I'll call Elaine back in just a second, and
I appreciate you.
You know, you guys are great, and when I get the new CD, we'll do this again, and we'll call you back on, and we'll go through the whole thing.
And anybody out there listening, if we're coming to a town near you, come on by and say hi. And you know, we love meeting the folks, and we so appreciate the support that you're giving us as well as your listeners.
Thank you, man. Hey, listen, have a good time fishing, and
all right,
Leroy, take it easy, man. Thanks.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. That was nice. I feel bad because I wasn't able to push the buttons to reconnect with Elaine, so I'm going to call her back in a second. So Elaine called, and then sure enough, Lee caught up to a phone, and there you had two different versions of what the Roys are up to, but it's all the same thing. They love music. They love the people that they play for, and that's a big reason as to why they're doing so well. That's why they're on CBS on the weekends. That's why they're in Europe. That's why they're all over. That's why they have a new album. I like this band so much. I like Elaine and Lee, and I just think, wow, we're going to hear more from them.